at 2:45, this is Observer Radio News. Good afternoon, I'm Kimberly Nanskivel. It's 19 and cloudy outside our East York studios. Now, let's take a look at what's happening in the city. Today is the first national No Phone Zone Day, and Toronto police are encouraging everyone to participate. Using cell phones while driving is illegal in Toronto as of February 1st, but police have still caught over 3,000 motorists talking or texting. No Phone Zone Day encourages drivers to hang up their phones and remember the people that have been killed by distracted drivers. The day is part of Oprah Winfrey's No Phone Zone campaign, which she will dedicate an entire episode to today. And many people are unaware, but the harmonized sales tax transition period starts tonight at midnight. This means anything purchased after midnight that buyers want to use after July 1st will have the new 13% tax added to the cost. Items affected include memberships to places like gyms and museums, domestic flights, theater tickets, and landscaping or maintenance if it continues all summer. Gas and energy costs are also expected to rise when the HST is in full effect. Critics say the government has not done an acceptable job warning people of the deadline, and it's going to be a confusing summer for Ontarians. Also at midnight, Torontonians should beware of another deadline. Today is the last day to file your taxes and still be in the Canada Revenue Agency's good books. If your taxes aren't in yet, filing them by midnight tonight will save you from a 5% increase on the money you owe. Late filers are also charged another 1% each month up to 12 months until they file their taxes. Toronto was named as the city with the most last-minute filers last year, so if you're desperate, some Canada Post locations are staying open later to help out. And in the hopes of strengthening its online presence, the Toronto Star recently announced that it would implement the most significant restructuring plan in the newspaper's history. The plan included layoffs, buyouts, the outsourcing of all copy editing jobs, and the reduction of editorial staff by one-fifth. By the time a deal was struck with the union in January, 9 unionized employees and 2 managers were laid off, and more than 160 employees had accepted severance packages. The deal will save nearly 80 editing jobs. About 35 of those jobs will go to the new page production desk. Over the course of the next year, the Star will continue to cut staff. The Star's public editor, Kathy English, is following how these changes affect the newspaper's accuracy and credibility.
Right now we're in the midst of a major restructuring in our newsroom, in which a lot of copy editors are leaving. We're setting up a page editing desk, and I have been tasked with really analyzing what's the fallout of this on our quality and our accuracy. And I hope that it's not going to be large, but I don't know.
According to English, the key to maintaining credible journalism is a comprehensive code of ethics. She says that unlike print journalism, internet news requires journalists to make ethical decisions in the blink of an eye. Turning now to sports, the Stanley Cup playoffs continue tonight with the Montreal Canadiens facing off against the Pittsburgh Penguins in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference semifinals. The Habs are fresh off their historic win against the heavily favored Washington Capitals Wednesday, but they can't put their feet up yet. Pittsburgh still has Crosby, who racked up 5 goals and 9 assists in the first 5 games of the series against the Ottawa Senators. Watch the game live at 7 on CBC. And the Jays play the second of 4 games against the Oakland Athletics tonight at the Rogers Centre. The Jays are likely hoping for a repeat performance of last night's game after catcher John Buck hit 3 home runs in 1 game, helping bring the Jays to their 6-3 victory over the A's. Pitching tonight for the Jays is Brandon Morrow, who has a record of stranding base runners pitching 16 strikeouts in 13 innings. And Trevor Cahill will make his season debut at the pitcher's mound for the A's tonight. Cahill is replacing Brett Anderson, who is on the 15-day disabled list with a strain near the flexor tendon in his forearm. And if it's baseball you're after, head to the theater this weekend to see The Perfect Game. The Perfect Game tells the story of a group of young boys from the Monterey slums who form a little league team and dream of playing a game in the United States. Stars include Heroes actress Hayden Panettiere's younger brother Jansen, as well as Cheech Marin. Another heavy hitter coming to theaters today is Samuel Bayer's remake of A Nightmare on Elm Street. An all-new cast relives the nightmare that is Freddy Krueger and fight to stay awake as they realize if they die in their dreams, they die in real life. And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, log on to our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Kimberly Nanskivel. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.